It was a painful night for the Kirkland Lake gold miners at the Joe Mavrinac Community Complex on October 4. The Greater Sudbury Cubs treated the hometowners to a solid 8-0 trouncing, holding a solid lead in the league in the early days of the 2024-25 season. The defending Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League champions scored early and often on the way to a commanding win. The Cubs enjoyed a 3-0 lead halfway through the first period. Samuel Asinawai began the barrage at 1:53 of the first period, floating into the right circle and blasting a shot past Goldminers netminder Nolan Nickel. A few minutes later, Lucas Signoretti, who is having a stellar start to the season for the Cubs, hammered a one-timer off a cross-ice pass from Mason Cittaroni that bounced off Nickel and into the net. A short time later, Eden McCartney made it 3-0 on a power play. Asinawai fed him the puck from behind the net and McCartney, parked in front, buried it. Kirkland Lake decided at this point that netminder Nickel had had enough for the night and swapped him out for Kale Moberg. Moving on to the second period, it wouldn't stay 3-0 for long. Cameron Shanks made it 4-0 when he stuffed a loose puck laying in the crease. Shortly thereafter, Noah Cohan went in alone on a breakaway and snapped a shot over the Moberg's blocker to make it 5-0. Then, Shanks would do it again before the period ended, backhanding in a dribbling puck in front of the net off a shot from the point by Cittaroni. Up 6-0 going into the third, Signoretti's hot hands would give him a hat trick on the night. He completed an odd man rush with Ben Harris to make it 7-0. Then completed his hat trick off a feed from Asinawai for the final score of 8-0. Less than 20 games into the season, Signoretti is leading the league in scoring with 11 goals. The one-sided result sees the Cubs improve to 8-1-1-1, giving them 18 points and a solid league lead over Timmins Rock with 14 points. In defeat, the Goldminers dropped to 0-5-0-2.